have our first speaker coming up right now. This is Craig. He lives down at the Woodward Squat. He used to work for Milestones, which I just said was a company owned by Spectre Group, which is a major donor to the Liberal Party. They're a major lobby group that has gotten the $6 training wage implemented in this province. And they've assisted with the lowering of all labor standards across the board. So here's Craig.
Hello. Up to bear with me, my voice is pretty gone. I'm here on behalf of the people of BC to talk to you about the new $6 an hour training wage. The facts are, since BC has raised its minimum wage, youth unemployment has dropped from 10.3% to 6.8%. Employment in BC rose by 9%, but even at $8 an hour, one's gross income barely equals the poverty line. This training wage is based on the idea that a person needs 500 hours for a minimum training wage. To make a comparison, only 200 hours of flight training qualifies a person to be a commercial flight pilot. The training wage essentially provides employers with a $1,000 subsidy per employee. They save $2 per hour for 500 hours. I myself work for Milestones Restaurant in Yaletown, and my fellow employees and I were constantly battling with the management over the number of hours we worked. Management was constantly screwing over the employees by entering less hours than what we had worked. The training wage is not about helping young workers. It's about squeezing more profit of already marginalized workers. This leads to less job security and more short-term, low-wage employment. The BC Liberals will not change their minds about the training wage without serious pressure from you, the people. The Anti-Poverty Committee has launched a campaign to end the training wage. We will work with people making the training wage to put pressure on their employees. We will leaflet and picket these businesses, encourage people to boycott them, and disrupt their ability to make money. Together, we will put an end to the training wage legislation. Together, we will make $6 bad for business. Thanks for your time.
Yeah! Thanks, Craig. It's situations like Craig's, working for Milestones, being screwed over by a big business, part of the BCRFA, BC Restaurant and Food Association, that really emphasizes the need for organizing, the need for workers to join together, to unionize, and in order to create a front which is strong, because the BC Liberals and the BCRFA have a strong alliance, and they're not something that we can fight alone as individuals.